Sabar, ask them, they understand English, all of them?
Yes.
Ask them, they understand Arabic?
Arabic?
Urdu?
No.
Indonesia. Apa Bagus. Makan. I know a little bit. I know makan, chudur. Ayer.
What else? Man to come to Yana.
It's a nice mosque. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نويت الأربعين نويت الاعتكاف نويت الحلوة نويت العزة نويت الرياضة نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد تسر يا سيدي شيخ محمد ناظم حقاني مدد أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم الحمد لله. For every moment in our life, we must say Alhamdulillah. In our tariqat, in the Naqshbandi tariqa, as a student of our Sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad Nazim Adal Al-Haqqani, we have to do every day 500 times Alhamdulillah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us from Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam, you understand English? We say Alhamdulillah every moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and make us from Muslims and from Ummatul Nabi. 500 times we are obliged to do that. And 500 times more that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make us from other ummah. Because ummatul nabi, ummatul marhuma, it is an ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given her mercy. Allah blessed us with His mercy. He gave that mercy to those people who are following the way of their Prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad, alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. Alhamdulillah, I am seeing happy faces and happy people that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you more and more.
Ameen.
Here and hereafter,
Ameen.
To be always with our shuyukh, to be always under the flag of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam.
Ameen.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us to be His servants. If we were not His servants, what we would have been? We would have been not created. Allah loves us, created us. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create us, we never appear in this dunya. That is mercy, that is rahmah. Allah said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you mercy to humanity. What is the meaning of mercy? Imam, people, they think, What is mercy? What is rahmah? I just was passing by the door here, and there was a nice man sitting by the door, but he has what you call like a stick
to support crutches
to support him. It came to me, look how much this man with these crutches is happy with his life also. But you have to know that he has crutches, you don't have crutches. That is rahmah. That is rahmah, and he is under bigger rahmah because he is sick. But this is rahmah that comes from whom? Abdurrahman. That mercy comes from whom? Allah has given it to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alamin." So rahma, Allah manifested his name Ar-Rahman on Prophet. So Prophet became the mazhar al-rahma, the appearance of mercy. He is dressed. That beautiful name was dressing him. He manifested that name. We did not. Only Prophet manifested that name because Allah mentioned him in Holy Quran, saying, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So if I drink this water, I am thirsty. I'm drinking this water, I feel nice. That is rahmah. If I didn't have a mouth, some people they cannot feed them by mouth, they feed them by tube. Is that?
Yes, sir.
So what I have mouth and able to eat, that is rahmah. And that is coming from Prophet ﷺ. Because he is the appearance of that beautiful name, Ar-Rahman. This whole universe is being created from Ismullah Ar-Rahman, from one name. And Allah dressed Prophet ﷺ with that name, manifested himself on Prophet with that name. That's why he became Rahman. Raining is Rahman. It is coming from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said in his hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that ana al-mahi wa ana al-hashir wa ana al-qasim.
Subhanallah.
Ana al-mahi, I am the one that erase sin. I erase the sins. Wa ana al-hashir, I am the one that people will be resurrected at my feet. Everyone likes to be resurrected at the feet of Prophet, is not? Wa ana al-qasim, I am the one that distribute provisions. Allah's provisions. What Allah's provisions? Not only eating and drinking, but rahmatullah. Yukassim, he is the one that distributes Allah's mercy on humanity. Wa ana taha wa ana yasin. He said, I am taha, that Allah mentioned. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Taha. مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. Allah is calling him as Taha, that we did not reveal this Qur'an to you to make you unhappy. And he just said, Yasin, وَأَنَا يَسِين, I am Yasin, the heart of Qur'an. He said, اِقْرَأُوا يَسِين عَلَى مَوْتَاكُمْ. Yasin is the heart. Recite Yasin on your deceased people. It is the heart of the Holy Quran. Yasin is the heart of the whole Quran. And Al-Fatiha is the heart of Yasin. If Yasin is the heart of the Holy Quran, means Muhammad is the heart of the Holy Quran. And since Yasin is the heart, and Fatiha is the heart of Yasin, means Fatiha is the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored us with Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. With that honor, we must rejoice. فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. With this rahmah that Allah sent, means you must be rejoicing, happy with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You must be happy all your time, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you to be from His ummah. If you were not from His ummah, what you had would have been? You know?
Nothing.
Nothing. Huh? He answered. Young one. How old are you? 8?
9.
Better than us. Whose son is that?
Your son.
Alhamdulillah. So Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, Allah, He said, the most happiest time that I feel is when Allah calling me Ya Abdi. Hey, Allah called anyone Ya Abdi except Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhana alladhi asra bi abdihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned him as his servant. Allah mentioned also about, He said, abdihi, subhana alladhi asra bi abdihi, means his own, he owns him. He ha at the end is a pronoun, abdihi, ha goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means he is the abd that knows the reality of ubudiyya. He is the real abd to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the happiest time is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called me abd. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him abd, where are we? We are sinners. Adam alayhi salam, prophet, Allah said, don't eat from the tree. What he did? He ate from the tree. I went into sajda, asking Allah, because as soon as he ate from the tree, he disobeyed. When you disobeyed, you become naked. What he became?
Naked.
Naked. So what he was doing?
Disobeying.
They begin to take, he and his wife, leaves of the trees covering themselves. So means, when we make a sin, what happened to us? We become?
Naked.
Naked. How then you come and pray naked? How then you become and praise Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam naked? How then you want to say Allahu Akbar and enter into prayers naked?
If Sayyidina Adam became naked and was covering himself quickly, we are sinners and we don't think we have to cover, so we come completely naked. Sayyidina Adam, at least he covered. We are not covering. We are coming naked. Are we not shy of ourselves? When you go to bathroom to take a shower, you go naked?
Yes.
Yes, but this is un-Islamic. Prophet ﷺ used to tie a hizar, a cloth, around from his belly to his knees to take shower, not to show any nakedness. Where is that sunnah anymore? Well, no one cares. Go taking shower naked, is not? So think yourself, you are naked in a bathroom and you are going praying. How is our prayer going to be accepted? That is from one sin that Adam did, one. He covered and repented. Then Allah covered. So what is our duty to do? To repent immediately. We are weak. We are not going to say that we don't make sin. No, everyone makes sin. But repent. Iblis stayed naked. He didn't repent. So what he got? Cursed. So anyone who makes sin and doesn't repent means he is under that heavy punishment until he repents. And Allah with us is Ghafurun Rahim. With Iblis, he was not. Iblis, one time, he made a sin, one time. Allah cursed him. La'anahu. He cursed him in Holy Quran. For us, we do thousands and thousands and thousands of sins. And what Allah is saying, never mind, oh my servant, I love you, come to me, but repent, say astaghfirullah and come to me. That is rahmah. That being manifested on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam means come to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا.
سبحان الله.
When they are oppressor and aggressor and sin people, sinful people to themselves, what they do? They come to جاءوك, they come to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فاستغفروا الله, they ask Allah forgiveness, but it's not accepted. To be accepted, Sayyidina Muhammad has to ask forgiveness on their behalf. Then Allah will forgive them. That means that when you become naked from a sin, remember that there is a door. You have to go out from your bathroom. You cannot go to the house naked. You can might be to the bathroom, you can go to the shower, you can go naked. You don't take shower every moment. You take shower every what?
Every day.
Oh, that's good. wasting water. He is taking shower every day. MashaAllah. He has lot of money and lot of wives. One only. So when you go out of the shower, what you do? You quickly, you cannot go out naked. You have means, don't go out naked, angels will be seeing you. Don't go from your sin naked, angels are seeing you, they cannot approach you. They cannot remind you to ask forgiveness. You will be trapped by shaitan, you will be chained by shaitan, taking you toward their boss. You know their boss, who is that? Iblis. Iblis. May Allah protect us.
Amen.
Because it is not in, it is not, we are weak. We cannot survive if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not keep that mercy of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahma on us. He is ar-rahma al-muhdat, we say in Arabic. Ar-rahma al-muhdat lil-ummah.
It's the mercy which is given as a gift to the nation.
It is the mercy that being given as a gift. Allah gave him as a gift to us. If someone gives you a gift, what you do with it? You look at it. It's nice. Okay, I take it. Human being, we are arrogant. If it is not nice, throw it away. Too much junk. That's good one. That's good one. If it is a watch, what you do with it?
They put it on.
They put it on, they take it. I go to Indonesia, I go and see these, I don't want to mention their names, but many of them in Indonesia, Habibs, you know the Habibs? You know the Habib in Indonesia? How you are Suriname? Indonesian, you know Habibs?
Yes.
The Habibs that they come from Yemen? Look at their hands, they have Rolex, gold Rolex in their hands.
Oh.
Every watch $35,000. What they do with it? They wear it, and every time they... What is the time? I want to show that they have Rolex. What is the time? They are showing everyone that they have what?
Rolex
$35,000. Where is Sabar? Sabar is correct? So, as much the gift is precious, you keep it. Allah gave us a gift. Muhammad ar-Rahma al-Muhdat. Muhammad is the give a gift, is a, the mercy that Allah gave as a gift to humanity. So what you have to do? You have to stuck. You have to keep relationship with Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by praising him. And when we praise him, Allah will be happy with us. As Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. I think this is enough because we were busy all the day from 6 in the morning till now. And tomorrow I have to be 6 leaving also to that village. I don't know what is the name of that village.
Nordwijk.
So, may Allah forgive us. Bi hurmat al Habib, bi hurmat al Fatih. أشهد أن لا
إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله
أستغفر الله
Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah.
العظيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. إن نصيتي من كل ما يخالف